The government is now a troll on social media. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Douglas McKechnie, associate professor of law at the United States Air Force Academy, examines the new way we interact with our political leaders.
Technology has removed the traditional temporal, geographical, logistical, and normative impediments that filtered the way our government and elected leaders communicate with us. We've entered an era where the government trolls its own citizens. It's now commonplace for the government, through elected officials, to intentionally use abusive language to sow discord or intimidate citizens via social media. While it might seem obvious that the First Amendment would prohibit the government from trolling us, the First Amendment does not regulate the content of the government's speech. It only prohibits the government from regulating our speech. Instead, the Supreme Court has suggested the democratic process is the most decisive way to stop the government from saying things with which we disagree. Perhaps, however, the democratic process is not the only remedy. Although the government and our elected leaders can speak for themselves, each of us has First Amendment protection from government efforts to chill our speech. In fact, if nothing else, the First Amendment protects citizens from government actions that seek to regulate the content of our speech. As a result, while the government is entitled to say what it likes, when the government uses social media in ways that are intended to do nothing more than coerce or intimidate citizens from articulating opposing viewpoints, the First Amendment can act as a bulwark. In those instances, the First Amendment should prohibit the government from intentionally using social media to discourage unwelcome speech or compelled preferred speech, just as it would with any other government regulation.
That was Douglas McKechnie of the United States Air Force Academy. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.